Fixing windmill does mean a lot because I've lived in Lambeth for 55 years and I'm glad it's now getting noticed a bit, because when you come along Bixton Hill you don't really see much that says this way to the windmill. I think they've got a little notice because it's tucked away. So I'm glad now it's been, after the festival, it was a lot of people, it was a cold day, but there was a lot of people there. It does mean a lot because it brings a community together. Although I lived in Vixen a long time, I lived on the other side of the hill. So I didn't really know the windmill until I started Girls Brigade on the estate. And then about 84, I took a group of little ones, five to eight-year-olds, up to see the windmill, and we went up to the top and paid 10 pence a head. Because it was a long time ago, and unfortunately I didn't take photos from the top, but I did take, in the book, took photos of the bottom of our children. And we had a picnic afterwards, and made a real day of it. And that's when I really got to know and love the windmill. It's one of my things. I'm not that brilliant at it, but I love taking photos. And I've got an album of all sorts of the windmill itself. When we had the church house on the estate, we had Popping down there, and I happened to be down there with my camera, and the sunset had come out. Somebody said, look at that, and I shot over and took about 10 pictures, and I thought, 10 wasted pictures, but with a digital camera, you can cut them off, can't you? So you delete them. And so my favourite one is the sunset. Yeah. It's just the windmill with a beautiful orange. And I'm not saying it because I'm not a great photographer, but that's my favourite. So much so I did get third prize, actually, when we had a competition. And somebody said, you should put it in. I thought, no, but I did. And but it's the orange behind it, with the windmill in front, and that is my favourite. I mean, I could take it another 20 years and not get one like that.